He doesn't. I don't think he has a political agenda going there. He's just going there, like, to just commemorate the incident that we had, the event that we had, like, 30 years ago, and also just to make sure that the process is going well.
So the process kind of involves his visit, but this is not necessarily a campaign at all.
I don't think so. No. Well, obviously, as a French president, he does have to state what is in the best interest of France. And we do think, I mean, French people, I think, or the French government do think that New Caledonia represents a strategic territory for us in the Pacific, because France still wants to sit and to be considered as a global player. And we all know that the Pacific is going to be actually the next geostrategic region where a lot of things are going to happen. So if France wants to keep this status, it needs definitely some presence in the Pacific. And the military base that we have in New Caledonia is actually an important one, and can also sustain the power, like the role that France has in this global order that everybody is talking about.
Do you think that if New Caledonia did vote yes for independence, that there would actually be a significant break when it comes to things like military ties? Realistically, surely there's some kind of tapering off period. And if the French government, you know, needed access to that military base, you would assume that there wouldn't necessarily be a problem with that, would there?
That's actually a good question. And nobody really knows what's going to happen if the yes vote passes. And that's one of the main issues, right, is that there is no clear program of what is going to be the outcome of a positive result to the referendum. The truth is that if New Caledonia vote to be independent, then the French will have to maybe get rid of their military base over there, because the territory, the New Caledonia, will be an independent territory, a fully sovereign territory. And that's actually an interesting point, is that when they ask the question for independence, I mean, when the question that has been formed to be asked to the New Caledonian people is, do you want New Caledonia to accede full sovereignty and become independent? The problem is that actually there's not a clear definition of what full sovereignty implies, and there's not a clear definition of what independence implies, both for New Caledonia and for France.